Turn to picture 16. Jonathan warned David that Saul was going to try and kill him again. This time, David ran away to a desert area. Saul heard about this and he took 3,000 men to look for David. One night, when Saul and his army camped for the night, David saw them. He said to some of the men who followed him, "Who will go down into the camp with me to Saul?" Abishai said, "I will go with you." When it was night, they went very quietly. Then they saw Saul lying asleep with his spear stuck in the ground near his head, and Abner and the soldiers were sleeping around him. Abishai said to David, "Today God has delivered your enemy into your hands. Now let me kill him with my spear." But David said, "Who can lay a hand on the Lord's chosen one? If you do this, the Lord himself will strike you. Saul's time will come to die, but the Lord God forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed." Instead, David took Saul's spear and water jug near Saul's head and left quietly. When they had reached some distance, David called out to Saul's army, "You men deserve to die because you did not call out to your master, the Lord's chosen one. Look around you. Where are the king's spear and water jug?" Saul recognized David's voice, and David asked why Saul was trying to kill him. Saul repented and said, "Because you've considered my life important today, I will not try to harm you again. Surely I have acted like a fool." Do you think what David did was good? Here was his chance to get even with Saul, who had tried to kill him many times. You may say that David had the right to kill Saul because of what Saul had tried to do to David. But what was David's answer? "Who can lay a hand on the Lord's chosen one?" David did not want to get vengeance on Saul because he still thought of Saul as God's anointed one. My friends, God says, "Vengeance is mine, not ours."